you wait until you know it's final, final before you start looking again?
Why can't you answer this question?
Well, I can.
Anybody can answer.
I wait until, not until it's final, final, but until I know that I'm not emotionally attached. Because you don't want to bring somebody else into your mess.
You don't want to mix your pH balance.
That's it. Stuff like
that. Girl, what the fuck?
You know, with all of these allegations and people coming forth, like, how many people didn't say nothing?
There was a lot. Yeah,
sure was a lot. And why are they quiet?
Hey, money, relationships, business deals, like, that's why they quiet. They ain't trying for their shit.
They were involved.
You know what I'm saying? And you and your girlfriends go out to, like, you know, you call your friend and ask him to send you some money. How much money are you expecting him to send you for lunch?
Oh shit, she adjusted.
Because I'm with this person, so he will already know what to say. I wouldn't be expecting.
How much did your lunch cost? That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And so that, like, it was $75.
We had a great relationship. I saw some stuff that I normally wouldn't see. Mm. And because he kept that from me, it really hurt me because we talked about everything. You know?
So you didn't cry because the relationship was over. You cried because you was hurt by something he kept.
I thought that we could have, but because he wasn't ready to work through it, that's what he told me. It's nothing he can do.
Oh, wow.
Mm. They're going
put
down.
Put all of them on there. All of them, put all of them on there. Don't protect none of them. You let the whole house come down. I might cut this out because I ain't trying to get shot on the highway.
Yeah, little shit.
It's the shrooms.
Oh, this episode of the Art of Opinion podcast is brought to you by SGOD Home Improvement.
Not to knock anything over, yo.
Slow weller yourself.
How's that about? What's up,
OSU? What's up, man?
Shane, don't come through and don't acknowledge my homie. Don't come through and not acknowledge my homie. You wait by a real face, Sean.
That started 12 times.
You know, like a little mix up. What the deal, man? You should be used to holding the mic like that. You know what I mean? You've only been doing
it. I don't do this
you
no more.
You've only been doing it all your life. You know
I don't
mean?
Do this no more.
You've been doing it all your life.
You've been eating bars real quick.
Nah, not as never.
Chairs, you know what I mean?
Never.
We ran out of chairs. Anyway, never. Man, we got two new guests in the house, man. We got Check, and we already introduced her, and you already know who this guy is. You know?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
You know, man. With
the regular through here.
Yeah, Mr. Non-Feelings, you know, himself. You know what I mean? Anyway, what's going on, man? How was y'all weekend?
Weekend was good. Just finished moving, you know.
You finished moving?
Finished settling in.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter, she settled in where she's at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everything good, man.
Oh, yeah. Y'all moved together?
No, we didn't move together.
Oh, already saying.
We moved at the same time, okay. But we didn't move together.
Oh, okay.
Okay? She has her own place.
So it's just you now?
It's been just me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just in a bigger situation.
Oh, bigger. So you got enough room for another?
I mean, it's for me.
See, go with this bullshit.
Real fast. It's for me.
You are by yourself.
Thank you, brother.
Now, so that matters.
Just right support me.
Speaking of which,
support me, brother.
Let's go to the other guest.
Huh? You got more closet space, as you're saying.
Yeah, I
got no closet space for how many? Two?
Like, for my stuff, and then I got some more stuff that's lying downstairs.
I'm saying. I feel
yeah.
What's up, Shakina? What's going on, baby girl?
Yeah, he's good.
What's the deal, yeah?
Work, school, you know.
Been a while since I seen you, you know what I mean? Since you helped me through my little situation, you know what
I'm glad I can do that.
Yeah,
glad
you know what I mean?
You straight?
We're best friends. Yeah, we're good now. You see the pictures I posted last night,
y'all? I didn't post.
We was outside last night, y'all.
Yeah, we was outside.
Yeah, I'm glad I can do that.
We just went to the casino and shit.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Well, look at that.
Yeah, you know, love one.
Yeah, yeah.
Love one again.
Yeah,
we want
some bullshit, man. Yeah,
shit was real, Colin. Shit was real.
We're not gonna go back there.
I was ready to get on my petty, yo.
We're not gonna go back there.
The pod gonna be out on Monday. You'll see. I was on my petty.
We're not talking about that. We good, man. We in a good space. Good job. That's a good job. I don't know what you did, but good job.
What you was ready to do?
What was I ready to do?
I'm not going to put it
out. Oh, okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Oh, you still think it's a game? You think it's a joke?
He wasn't ready to be
nothing. He wasn't going to do nothing.
No, I was a broken
not
man.
Not while I was around.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was in here listening to Wanye and Brandy brokenhearted.
Oh, yeah.
Wanye?
Man, I was broken.
Yeah. I hate that nigga,
man. That nigga was hurt. I wouldn't have did that because she got a nephew named Wanye. That would have reminded me too much of her.
Yeah. You put on a good front for us. I saw through it.
I was broken. Yeah, I was trying to hold it together because, you know what I mean?
You was all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Because she was adamant about it, too. I had to call her up a few times.
We're not going to just talk about what was going on.
Why not? I mean, the closet space, everything good.
She just know that if that choker chain that came off, it'd have been on.
He's trying to fight back.
He's trying to fight back.
He'll edit it out.
Humane
society would have been on my ass.
You're right, big dog. You got it.
I was going to piss on every pole in the hood, yeah.
They would
marking my territory like a motherfucker, yeah.
You'd be right.
I'd have marked my territory.
Sports Center.
I was broken for a little while.
You'd be right.
March Madness and it up. That's what you would have been doing.
I put the pictures out. What I was really doing. You know what I mean? What I was up there.
You'd have been home watching Steel Magnolias and shit. Crying and shit.
No, I got a lot of work done because that's what I was focused on.
Focused on work.
You could throw
in the
work.
All I could. I had to focus on something.
That's all the fuck you better.
That's all I was focused on, yeah. A couple Instagram baddies came across the line.
Oh my God.
I was like, you know what? I'm all the way to the paperwork fall through.
Yeah, let's do this.
When everything.
He's going to get cut.
He about to get cut.
Well, how that work, though? Do y'all wait until... I mean, I'm not asking y'all because y'all don't know when the last time y'all were in a relationship. You know what I mean? Do you wait until you know it's final before you start looking again? Before you start... You know what I mean?
Damn, I can't even answer this question.
Anybody can answer this question.
I wait until... Not until it's final, but until I know that I'm not emotionally attached to the person, because you don't want to bring somebody else into your mess.
You don't want to mix your pH balance.
That's it.
Stuff like that.
Yo, what the fuck? That's so dumb, man.
Not yours. I'm just saying in general. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. You know, I know your balance a little off.
How would you know that?
It's the shit.
Got your whole charm.
It's ways of knowing if a woman's pH balance off. It be in the air sometimes.
You know that mine's off.
It be in the air. I ain't never want to know though.
It's the shrooms.
That's what I'm blaming it on. That's what I'm blaming it on.
You got true serum up in that.
I'm just so happy to have my friends here, man. You know what I mean?
This is therapy.
I'm trying to think if I told you anything.
Right.
Hey, Dre, you had that problem.
Is it all straight? You good? You straight? Huh? Is it still numb? You good? God damn, man.
Anyway, what's going on in the world, man? What is there to talk about, man? What's going on, man?
Diddy.
What's going on? Nah, man. Oh, God.
You gonna talk about Diddy?
Yeah, we gotta talk about it.
Hey, look. They call that nigga the diddler.
Okay.
Yeah, they call that nigga the diddler.
That name just sound crazy.
Yeah.
The diddler.
So, you know, with all of these allegations and people coming forth and, you know, stuff like that, right? Like, how many people didn't say no in the shit?
90%.
90%
of the people that was at the party. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a lot. And why are they quiet?
Shit, money, relationships.
Yeah.
Business deals. And that's why they quiet. They ain't trying for their shit.
Business happening.
Or...
they were involved.
Mm-hmm. That too. Yeah, that too.
Maybe. I don't know. You know what? I'm just throwing it out there because I don't like putting those types of accusations on people if I don't have definitive proof. But wouldn't surprise me to say that.
But a lot of these accusations are from somebody that filed civil suits, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody filed any criminal suits. Besides whatever that person probably said led to the feds kicking his shit in. Definitely. But it all stemmed from somebody filing civil suits, right? The guy, I don't know these people's name that's involved, you know what I mean? The one that was supposed to be in the tape or something like that.
Lil Rap.
With Stevie.
Lil Stork.
Yeah, right.
That's his name.
Yeah, that
Lil Rap. That's his name, bro.
Oh, shit.
You gotta change your name
before you name's Lil Rap, bro.
That's his name. You can't get no better. You can't write this shit in.
Yo.
This shit is hilarious, but. Yeah, man. So I think all of it stemmed from that, but I don't know. What do you think it is that they was with the sex trafficking thing?
You see, I mean, what you
it
see
falls under those guidelines. He took a he took an underage girl for one. You know, from
is that just accused by the civil suit?
So that's what sex trafficking is, taking someone to another area for the purpose of them doing so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody always equate that with like underage kids or anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
but it don't matter the age at all.
Right. I don't think it was nobody underage mentioned that I seen.
She was 17.
The person, the only person I seen was 17.
They took her out of high school to do whatever they was trying to do.
Who's they? Did they name?
I didn't hear that part.
I don't have the names, but I know whose name was implicated.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. These are the accusations.
We only talk about allegedly. But shit, that's crazy though. For them, they gotta have something for them to kick your doors in.
What do you think about?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think about not them kicking his doors in to find stuff on him, but to get rid of stuff on other people?
Oh, I see that. I heard that. See that happen.
I think that's wild.
Yeah. I definitely see that.
That wouldn't surprise me either, though.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. You know, powerful people. It's a lot of powerful people that can go down.
Yeah.
We're not going to shake the world up like this, because this could fuck up everything. This could fuck up the economy. Yeah. This can fuck up businesses. It's too much money that can be fucked up for to let this shit get out. Mm-hmm. Just like the Epstein Island shit. Mm-hmm. Just like the Weinstein shit. All of that same shit. You don't see none of the names. Anytime you see something and they redacted names, that means they it's some names they don't want to put out there.
That shit, that redaction was obvious, though, the way that they described it. The rapper from Philly used to be with Nicki Minaj. We ain't going to say his name, though.
That's like them saying SB, a.k.a. Biggity. They redacted the whole name. Name up there, but they say everything.
He happened to be sitting next to Terrell.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about the people that's saying that it's his own people tearing him down because of these accusations?
His own people turning him down? What you mean?
Black
tearing
people?
Him
down. Oh, tearing him
black
down.
People? Oh, you mean black people?
No.
That's what we do.
They was tearing them down before any accusations came out. So niggas gonna talk about niggas regardless.
I'm on the fence about that, though. Is it tearing them down if that's what he did?
I don't think that's tearing them down. If he did it.
But listen, I feel like if a person ain't been found guilty or nothing, I'm not saying he ain't guilty, because you automatically get found guilty in the eye of the public most of the time. You know what I mean? That's what really fucks you up. Mm-hmm. But with the shit that is alleged like that, he did something.
It's been over decades of hearing shit.
It's too many.
I don't think this is a case of us tearing him down. No, I think this is a case of you've been getting away with this shit for mad long. It's mad people that know about the shit you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Finally, it's like this. I think that's more what it is. I don't think it's.
Why does it take this? Why is it all the people that was involved in that shit didn't call that shit out? Because there's a lot of people that's talking, that's giving them backlash on the shit now that was involved. There are a lot of people that was at the parties. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I was at the party, but I left the party early. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was some crazy shit going on at the party. Oh man, it was some wild shit going on at the party.
Man, a lot of them people could have been.
What was going on at Diddy parties, but I was there, but I left, you know what I mean? Everything like that. Nigga, you trying to cover yourself.
I mean, it could have been people on a come up, on a climb that get invited to those parties. Yeah. That's just getting started. They ain't trying to fuck that shit up.
If you in the industry, you heard about the parties and what goes on in parties before you even showed your ass up there. You know what I mean? Years before. You know? Yeah.
But you know, Eric, though, I don't not believe a lot of the people that are saying that. I think some of them, you know how you may have a party, you know how adults would be having the parties, whatever, and then it's one of them things where family and friends are all together, and then it's amongst the friends, it's like, cool, when the family leaves, we can get to whatever.
I have to get together.
And then the family may not necessarily know what's up.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, certain people, you got to get certain people out the room.
I have shindigs, and they ain't never ended the way they talk about that.
Let's unpack this. What you say? You said what?
I have shindigs. I have parties. I have big parties.
Yeah, big parties.
None of that shit never
ends. And nothing ends how it starts, huh?
No. It ends. Everybody go the fuck home.
You left early.
My party is restricted to me and my life, my love, my life, and my bedroom. That's as far as it goes. You know.
Don't give me.
That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, this dude.
It's the shrooms, huh? It's the shrooms.
Y'all blaming on something today.
Hey, this is me all day long. I would have said this sober. You know what I mean?
But I hope, you know what I mean, that anybody that was affected by these accusations hope, you know.
Prayers to all involved.
Pass it.
Prayers to all involved. Little Rod, we pray that you get a bigger rod out of this. You know what I mean?
What's that?
It's good, man. Because
it's got to be a money grab. If your name Little Rod, and indeed you may have, I don't know if
don't
you do.
Say rod and grab in the same sense. It's okay.
You want to get some bigger rod. You don't they want more money, so you can get a bigger
rod. Got a segue
rod.
Out of this.
So what if he didn't have no money?
What?
And he was like doing this type of shit to people, like regular people. You know what I'm saying? Like
when you
what if Diddy wasn't Diddy and doing that? Yeah, you saying?
See,
he would have been out.
Yeah, he would have made that point. So somebody would have probably killed his ass.
Yeah. So like you said, it could look like a money grab because like you just doing it to somebody who's prominent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you could have been said something, but now you wait till they pass this law to where you can, mm-hmm. you know, if you can accuse somebody of something, yeah. you got this like certain window or some shit. For
I'm never the one to victim shame or anything like that. But it's like that old thing, like when we talk about a woman that gets abused and she keeps going back to the nigga.
Yeah.
She gets rescued. She, you know what I mean? Brother step in, father step in, whoever step in, she get away, but she go back. She bail the nigga out of jail or something like that. If Diddy was promising him all this shit, you know what I mean, and then he continued to work with Diddy, I don't want to hear you crying wolf about you was coerced or you was, you know what I mean, you was promised all this shit. Now that because you didn't get that shit, now you want to file a civil suit. You know what I mean? Not just because you didn't get the money you said you was paid from the last album or anything like that. I understand right. that. But you wait until all this shit come down and then you allege all this other shit, this sexual shit, all this shit. But you continue to work with them after the advances. I can't give you that victim shit. You can't play that victim shit with me when you do that. Right. You know what I mean?
It doesn't negate the fact that it's still wrong, whatever he's being accused of.
But why would you, if you thought it was that wrong at that time, why would you continue working with him?
I mean, I get that side, but the bottom line is if that shit happened,
what
it's still.
What did he do wrong?
I don't know. You got Cuba Gooding in there touching on his legs and shit.
If he showed a nigga a tape, be like, yeah, man, if you do this shit right here, man, I'm going to get you nominated the Grammys. I'm going to get you the best album in the Grammys. And you continue to work with me. Nine times saying you either did that shit or it didn't offend you that much to where you didn't want to stop working with him.
Maybe,
you
know yeah. what I mean? Little Ryan might
have like, got nah, it. I'm like, man, if you don't get that shit out of my fucking face, you know what I mean? What makes a nigga comfortable enough to show you some shit like that?
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying?
Power, yeah.
And what makes you comfortable if you're not down with if you're not down with shit? I'm not accusing that man. I'm just saying if you're not down with that shit. If a nigga show, we all worked with people and men and other shit before. If a nigga showed you some shit like that on the tape and promised you something or anything like that, and you continue to work with him, what made you comfortable to still work with that person? You know what I mean? You can't come back and claim the victim
or,
shit after
or
that.
Or desperate enough.
Yeah, you can't come back and claim the victim shit after that.
That's a financial situation, you know, and I feel like a lot of
people. He already did get paid, so it don't matter.
Yeah, but
he got paid.
Sometimes. Yeah, he got paid something.
False hope is enough hope. Right. If he thinks the money is coming, you know, sometimes false hope is enough hope.
Maybe a little rod was enough.
That's the shroud.
So y'all seen the 50 thing, right? Him and his baby mom, Daphne Joy, and she's been implicated in the whole thing.
They call her a little sex worker.
Yeah, now look, but check this out. So
John's mother.
The part that I was looking at was, how do you feel about her throwing rape on him? Yeah, I know you saw that, right?
That's crazy, yeah. That's
so,
crazy.
Like, do we believe that or do we think, throwing that out there because you got caught on?
You never know. It could have happened. She said abuse and rape, man.
Yeah.
It could have happened, but don't do that shit. That's another thing with the victim shit. Like, don't play victim now after the fact. You already had a child by him. I don't know if it happened before the child or anything like that, or during the child, during the relationship or whatever not. But you never claim that shit until some accusations were thrown at you. You know what I mean? And then he started clowning you. Maybe you was protecting him because of the money or anything like that, and you wanted to keep the money coming in. I don't know. You had your reasons for protecting him at that time. Don't try to throw that shit back at him now, especially when you didn't charge him with it, get him charged with it or anything like that. I don't want to hear that shit. Not victim shaming or anything like that. Even if it happened to her, sorry if it did, prayers to you or anything like that. But I don't want to hear, that's just some, let me throw some shit back at him because he clowning me now.
That's the way it looks.
And now you're trying to get custody and shit like that. You know what I mean? So that's this. It's all crazy shit. I've been through that shit with no money. I've been through that type of shit, bro.
What if she is the victim?
I mean, that's cool.
Because what if he...
Did you file a civil suit? Did you file a criminal suit? Rape can be proved.
it can.
But that part—that's the part. I don't think that part matters. The whole world. I waited. If it happened, I still feel like it's still.
So we gotta watch that word.
But I feel like stuff like that. If something happened, it don't matter if. Well, I only said it because. Yeah. The fact is that if that happened, still happens. So that's still, that's why it's a fine line with the whole, well, I don't want to hear that shit now. Like, nah, that's
true.
That R word, that's some.
Yeah. You know, at some point in time, it's got to be some type of measuring stick. You know what I mean? It's got to be some type of measurement that, you know what I mean? That, because what'll stop anybody
from
accusing?
Jokes fly, right? I heard you thinking of jokes too. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Actually, what if you were stopping myself?
Okay, I heard. I do. I should have said.
Tell us to the table.
No. Keep going.
If it wasn't such a serious topic, yeah. I would have made the joke.
I heard the breaks. I heard the breaks.
I finally got what you did. Measuring stick.
You know what I mean? I heard the breaks, bro.
It's a king. I got it. How do you, Shekinah, being a lady in the house, how do you feel about those type of things? You know what I mean? Not saying to share anything personal that you might have went through or anything like that in your time or your life or anything like that, but I'm sure I know your brothers. I know you. Somebody would have died if that was the case. You know what I mean? But, like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that there's no statute of limitations on something like that? Like, can you wait 20 years? You know, and if you already reaped some of the benefits that came with staying with this person as well?
I feel like that should not, it should be a statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Because me being a female, yes, I'm not going to wait 20, 30, 40 years to mm-hmm. accuse this guy of doing something that I know he did the moment that he did.
Yeah.
You know, back with Bill Cosby, the R. Kelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All of that should have been just wiped out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now, it's just your word against his word
mm-hmm.
and her word against his word. I mean, granted, you might have a kid, but you have the benefits of, staying mm-hmm. with this guy. So, hello.
I think that this should not be a statute of limitations. And the reason...
It all depends.
The reason I say it is because there's no statute of limitations on trauma.
Hmm. I agree with that.
So the thing is, you have people that suppress things for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to us to tell somebody how to process their trauma.
That's true.
So years and years from now, the way that, you know, you live your life and different experiences that you have, different people that you come in contact with could start triggering certain things. And at some point, it could be 15, 20 years down the line, and now you just break because you've been suppressing these things for all of this time. And now you're like, you know what? It's time for me to start trying to talk because I need help. At some point, it's a natural human reaction for us when something becomes too much for us to break. You know, we break. Mm-hmm. You get to a certain point where you break. And this could be the person's breaking point.
Yeah, most lines when that money run out and now you can't reap the benefits of it no more.
I'm saying that does happen. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. That does happen.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm also saying is that there's the other side where there's a person's trauma.
Hmm.
And like I said, there is no statute of limitations on trauma.
It's a thing.
Me being a mental health nurse, you're correct. There is no statute of limitation on trauma. We all have trauma. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to try to take it, I'm not going to say that. Now, I'm thinking that now she's going to try to take advantage of this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Which she should have been. Yeah. Regardless, if something triggered her 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So don't wait till this moment until this guy is now accused of doing whatever he's did with so many people.
In it, yeah.
And your name comes up on the mm-hmm. chopping block. So now you want to come, like, and try to defend yourself.
Now I think that. If it's strategic, then she's wrong. I'm with you on that.
And that's the thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
And when I said what I said, I really broadened it. I wasn't making it specific to this situation. I was really just kind of broadening it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, saying that there are two different sides to it. You know. Yeah.
All of it is a thin line between, you know, and it's all about who you believe and who can put the most proof out there.
Yeah.
And who's already condemned in the public eye. You know what I mean? Because that's when it comes down to it. You know, the person that's on the largest part of the scale is going to be the person that gets most of the blame. It's like the quarterback. Mm-hmm. When a team loses a quarterback, coach get most of the blame. If you're on the larger scale, if you're the most powerful, you're the one that's going, everything's going to be thrown at you.
Right.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Praise to everybody involved, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I just don't like to see, and we've had a lot of our greats fall because of sexual misconduct. That's like they say that's the greatest fall of man, period. It started from, even if you go to the Bible and everything like that, sexual misconduct was, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Was it was sexual misconduct in the Bible?
Pretty much. I mean, the way some people interpret it. The snake, no pun intended, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I missed that in Sunday school.
I just don't want to, I want to get on top of it before y'all think of it.
Don't say that.
The snake, the eating of the apple, you know what I mean? It was some people that interpreted it as being something sexual or anything like that.
Yeah, I ain't get that in Sunday school.
I'm just talking about according to that. I don't, you know what I mean? But, yeah. But, you know, I mean, if you look at all the greats, from the Martin Luther Kings to Malcolm X's to the Frederick Douglass, they all have been accused of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They've all been accused of some type of either sexual misconduct or some type of infidelity or anything like that. And there was even tapes where the FBI was proven, where the FBI was using and sending stuff to Coretta Scott King or Martin Luther King. Right. So you know what I mean. So they know how to, you know, that's just man is weak. The flesh is weak.
It's going to be some more, too. For real.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's the pipeline. You're going to start seeing all that shit coming to light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a lot of people right now that are terrified.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrified of what's going to happen.
I done heard the next names and shit already.
Who you wasn't with?
You got the scoop, cuz?
I mean, not like that.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
You got scoop? People talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they was talking about the Diddy shit and you know, R. Kelly and the, you know, Michael Jackson. And you know what I mean? All the big, you know what I mean? People that were of color that were huge and then they fell because of sexual misconduct or, you know what I mean? Whatever, something to bring them down. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, you know, is this going to be more? Mm. You know? And then they started naming names. What is going to be more?
You know who our names is going to be, and I ain't going to lie. Because... I ain't gonna lie. You can quote me on this. You see all the motherfuckers they be hugging on in these parties and all these get-togethers and be exchanging money and business and shit like that. They should put all the motherfuckers on the investigation and put them on the chopping block. You know what I mean? Straight like that. You know what I mean? Put the Oprahs up there. Put all of them. Put all of them on there.
They're going
put
down.
All of them on there. You all know what I mean? Put all them on there. Don't protect none of them. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Let the whole house come down. Hey, I might cut this out because I ain't trying to get shot on the highway.
Yeah, little shit.
Like that.
It's the shrooms.
Yeah, who's this little Chris? Oh, yeah, go get him.
Mailbox knocked over. I'm
going to cut that point out. Yeah, that'll never see the light of day. That'll never see the light of day.
I mean, do y'all feel like Method Man said a long time ago, behind every fortune is a crime? Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, everybody
clean.
Got something going on, you can find something on them.
Well, the United States was built. We're trying to get a fortune.
Yeah.
So now we have to plan the crime.
I'm squeaky clean. Ain't no fortune.
I'm good. Exactly. That's the point that I'm making. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I understand the point that he's making.
But that comes before us, though. Like, you know what I mean? The older folks or whatever that started corporations or whatever. Like, they might have killed somebody to... You know what I mean? Start that shit or sold drugs to get there. You look like at, a lot of people.
I was at the casino.
A lot of people that did that.
I was at the casino yesterday. Most casinos were started in the crime era. You know what I mean? Most casinos, a lot of banks, a lot of trust funds, all that kind of stuff was all centered around crime families and
America.
Things.
America.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a dark. let's lighten it up.
All right, yeah.
Let's talk to the singles, though. Let's talk to the singles, man. Like, how's life?
Why y'all do this every week?
Hold up.
Every week they try. Every week they try.
That's the only reason why.
What's up? Let's do it. Let's go.
That's the only reason why.
Come on, let's go. What's up?
I got a question. All right. You sent it to me, too. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got group.
We got group chat.
Y'all niggas ain't shit,
you sent me with the ladies.
Before that, I want to get into that too, but I want to play something for y'all real quick. It's really funny. It's really hilarious. So I'm at one of my locations. You know what I mean? Doing an inspection the other day. Like, so then we found it. And I hope it's clear enough to hear. You know what I mean? But it was funny. There was this married couple arguing, and it was just funny as hell. The argument was hilarious.
And it's pretty cool.
Damn, you got that much shit?
It's supposed to be, yeah, I took a lot of pictures. It's supposed to be taken care of at the front of the pod. So now we're sitting here wasting dead space. This is ridiculous.
We waited like 100 years for you.
Listen, first of all, I gave a disclaimer. I said, I might be there. I'm going to come through. I don't know what time. I'm going to try. I said that yesterday.
Did you say that?
I definitely did.
Short. I don't know if y'all gave this or not.
He thought I'm telling you.
That I'm okay for you to take shit. That I'm okay for people to change. I was in North Carolina. I would never.
It's just one part that he said that it was the LA's.
Did you tour this time?
Did she slap?
Yes.
No, they was fussing mud. She was accusing him of sleeping around.
I got one comment and that's goodbye bye. No, I wouldn't get the news. Look at the other shoe. I don't touch you ever, ever. I got a problem. Yeah, I got a problem. It's just like older men live. Whatever,
bro.
You can try to throw
that
gate.
That's the only part I
didn't. Yeah. Is he saying he has erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
So she's saying, well, why are you not touching me? He's like, I'm not touching you.
Because I got a problem.
I got a problem like older men got. Yeah, I fell out once.
Oh, man, yo.
Dude.
We in T-Mobile parking lot, yeah.
Arguments go down.
It's crowded.
Listening to that.
This was live yesterday.
Dog, I thought you found something.
No,
oh, that's some shit.
Yesterday.
Yo, you foul, yo. You foul.
Yo, you ain't shit.
You foul. I can hear the phone rustling. He tried high on the low, like trying to.
Hey, look. Yeah.
Hey, look, when he told me about it, I said, hey, yo, you know they're going to see the podcast one day.
Yeah. I didn't want to face it like that. She first walked up on him. She jumped out of his nice ass Benz. The first argument started about he was arguing with her, you know, and I don't know these people, so I'm gonna put their business out there. Hopefully they watch the podcast.
Wait a minute, you don't want to put their business out yet? This whole segment,
I don't know.
Is putting their
don't
business
nobody
out
know, but look, it was just hilarious, you know what I mean? So he accused her of writing a company check for like $500-something. She jumped out, nice ass Benz, I don't. Ice car, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then she accused him of cheating and shit. And he was like, first he was like, oh, I would never cheat. I am a man of God. I said, oh, you don't fuck up. You can't.
That's when you grabbed your phone.
That's where you fucked up.
Look, so hold on,
nigga. Shit gonna be funny. I wish I had caught that part because he said it loud too, though. That's what alerted me to it. I heard him arguing. I was like, I'm on my phone doing my explanation. Like, he said, I never cheated on you. I'm a man of God. I said, oh, yeah, you fucked up, man. Yeah, this is about to be hilarious.
Shit, I'm about to record
but,
this.
Yeah, when he said that shit, yeah, I said, oh, man, I fell out. I said, I got to play this on the pod, yeah, and it's just,
that's wild.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so cool. Yeah, so tell the stories about when you couldn't get hard.
I'd rather not. What's going on?
My man, I thought we was being transparent today.
I was in high.
I tell you what, if I had that problem, you know that, what's that saying when people say, I am him? That's what they've been calling me. I am hims. Cause stop burning them. I'd have been burning them hims up. Yeah. I seen the commercials. God. Y'all seen the commercials, huh? I've been showing them motherfuckers like
I think
like,
it was something wrong with that.
Like
person.
Flintstone bites.
It was just him.
Cause I ain't. He didn't look that much older than me. So he wasn't in his. He probably early late 40s. Early 50s to the most.
He's probably
if you got
lying,
that problem at that time,
fucking yeah, somebody.
Oh, y'all got to that man on the bus like that? You don't believe him?
My bad.
That's crazy.
We don't know this guy. Good man.
Hey,
he is a good
come
man.
On, man. Don't do that. Don't do
he
that.
Just needs somebody.
The worst one.
He's a man.
Some scouts or something.
The worst one.
You ever had a problem with a man not getting it up? Me never get it up?
No. Wrong question. Tell us about the time that the guy couldn't get it up.
Oh, Jesus. You can name names if you want. We'll bleed it out, but just for our purpose, just for our laughter purpose.
Yo, that's crazy. That's foul and crazy.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, look.
That's the shrooms. It's the shrooms.
They got to be. Yeah. I don't have. Every person I've been with has been in a long-term relationship, so I can't say.
Oh, my God. You one of those.
They just.
It can happen during the relationship.
I haven't had that problem.
Oh, okay.
You heard what she said? We sat y'all right across from each other for a reason, too.
What's the reason?
Gazing each other's eyes.
Have y'all looked in each other's eyes since y'all been here?
I mean, I know the young lady, so make eye contact when you speak to somebody, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm with all the shit. Yeah, come on. I'm with it. I'm with all the shit.
The singles. You wanted to talk about the $30 thing, right?
Yo, check her feet. I mean, she got taste and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Oh, no, that's what's up.
My homies dressed, you know what I mean? All my homies, Jimmy, yeah, should they take care of themselves.
Yeah, I can't compliment
you. They don't tell you nothing about, like, your headgear.
Ankles and shit.
They don't tell you nothing about what headgear to wear and what not to wear.
What? Gear?
Like, headgear. They don't give you advice on that? Like, what not to wear with certain headgear that, like, you probably should just put that back in the closet. Don't do that.
What are you talking about, my hat?
Yeah, they don't. Don't.
And you, what's on your hat?
I mean, that's a company, man.
Drink Howls.
What? What is that? Well, that's terrible, bro.
Is that just like a random trucker hat, or you know the company?
I know the company, bro.
Oh, okay, where's that located at?
DC.
Are you advertising for them? Did they pay?
I'm not. I mean, you're bringing it up. I was being, you know what I mean? I was just, you know.
That's cool. We can blur that shit out. Yeah.
We can blur that shit out.
That's just a segue to our sponsor. That's not our sponsor, but you know what I mean.
So this episode of the Art of Opinion podcast is brought to you by SGOD Home Improvement, your trusted partner for all of your home renovation needs. Are you ready to upgrade your living space? From seamless gutter installations to GAF certified roofing solutions, we specialize in turning your vision into reality. Whether it's a complete kitchen remodel or bathroom renovation, our team is here to make your home improvement dreams come true. Visit sgodhomeimprovement.com or call 571-275-7959 to schedule your consultation today. SGOD Home Improvement, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Shout out to him. Shout out to my man.
That was a great job, bro. Yeah. That was really good.
You can tell he's been on a commercial with two.
Great job.
Yeah, his lifetime, you know what I mean? You can tell an actor's voice when you hear it.
They do power washing. They do power wash. They do power wash.
My man Vince, you know, man. You
remember Vince D? Yeah.
Shout out to my man Vince, man. My God. You know what I mean? His dad used to have the greatest under 21 party club in the world. Yes. You know what I mean? Remember the game room?
I do.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Game room for sure.
Used to be off the chain, boy. Forever.
Yeah, they across the street from me.
Yeah. You stayed over there?
I was on 630 Race.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you stayed in Bradford House or something like that.
No, 630 Race Street, bro. There's another street, Creighton.
All right, what the hell are you doing on Bradford House?
630 Race Street. You know what I'm saying? Right above the hair shops.
Yo, what do you think about if a young nigga say he stayed at Bradford House?
Yeah, I never
we'll leave that. We'll leave that.
Yeah, let's leave Bradford House.
What is Bradford House?
It's more like a retirement place.
Okay, nothing.
Nah, I ain't gonna say what it is now.
Is it like a senior place?
Is it assisted living?
It's supposed to be, but it's
everything
like
in Cambridge is assisted living.
Like the show.
I'm bleeping everything out.
It's the shrooms.
That's the title of this episode. It's the shrooms.
It's the shrooms. It's the shrooms,
bro. I'm going crazy today.
Oh my God.
You know, did you see my beautiful wife outside? Okay. Shout out to her, you know. For not ruining my fucking life, you know, man.
Yeah. Oh my God, yo. This is hilarious.
Hey, yo. Hey, okay, new rule. Every pot you doing shrooms. Every pot.
No, I think not.
Every pot, whether you know it or not, I'm gonna slip some shit.
How long did
you Slow down, brother. Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Wow, and I'm keeping that in for
slow down, brother. What is going on?
It's not you're the new diddler.
Jokes.
Yeah, these
damn.
You did something too? You did something too? They on one right now.
Terrell James the Tiddler, yeah, like he was
the Tiddler.
You know that's what they were calling Diddy. That's what they called Diddy, the Diddler. The Diddler.
You like this?
That is funny. No more. How long does it take to come down? How much water I got to drink or something like that?
Shit.
How long does it take to come down?
She should be good by Friday.
Oh, if I go to work like this, cuz, oh my God.
Nah, you should be good within the next 2-3 hours.
Everybody payroll gonna be fucked up tonight, cause
not about 2-3 hours. You should be good.
Oh, all right, yeah, my check.
It's been like 2-3 hours. It's been like 2 hours already.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it. You should be coming down in a little bit.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, but it's your first time doing it, so it may last till April.
I'm
sorry.
I'm gonna want more now.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be smoking crack tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, love it.
All right, segue into something else.
Anyway, y'all. What else is going on in the world, man? What else is going on in the world, man?
Let's talk about the ladies that.
Oh, yeah. That's it. What you said.
You want to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just ask y'all a question, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, say.
Oh, no. Let's put it out there for context because nobody knows what we're talking about. They don't know.
Well, I'm just going to ask the question first and then we can segue. All
right.
But hypothetically, you know, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship.
You have to ask the singles.
You know what I'm saying? And you and your girlfriend go out to lunch, right? And you call your friend and ask him to send you some money. How much money are you expecting him to send you for lunch?
Well.
Oh, shit, she adjusted.
Because I'm with this person.
Yeah, you with this person.
And he knows me. So he will already know what to say.
Yeah, but so, what are you,
I wouldn't be expecting.
How much does your lunch cost? That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Now, you know I like to eat.
Man, you said that like it was $75.
Or 80.
We have expensive lunches.
Absolutely.
We do expensive lunches, but.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, lunch is expensive. Yeah. So.
So around that. Around.
Around what, 75?
Yeah. Your woman hit you up, man. You know what I'm saying? Baby, you're going out with the girls. You know what I'm saying? I need some couple of dollars for lunch. How much you going to send her?
This like lunch, like during the day, like lunch. Well, work, yeah, lunch. During your work lunch. Hours. Yeah, this ain't like lunch on a Saturday.
No, not brunch. Not nothing like that.
This is a grab some 30-minute type shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, she might get 25, 30. Dang, you know what I'm saying?
That's wild, because Subway don't even cost that much.
It don't, but I'm saying. It don't, but I'm sure 25, 30.
That's true. That's true. Even if you door dash it, I mean, shit.
Yeah, I'll shoot 25, 30.
25, 30.
Yeah,
you're
cool.
I mean, but how much you said you like,
because she is at a nice little place for lunch. I'm not.
But see, and that right there depends on
that's just good way. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There have been times.
It depends on the type of person, you know what I mean, that you see yourself with. You know, you say he knows you, so, you know what I mean, are you going to Subway or you know what I'm saying, or y'all going to, you know,
yeah, you painted it like a quick 30 minutes lunch break from work, no, about not, to shoot out, not, grab something, not, come
I'm
back
going to lunch,
that's $30.
I'm going to lunch with my homegirls, or like it's like, oh, I'm going to lunch with my homegirls, we're gonna grab a bite here, baby, we need to send me a couple dollars. Send a nice little 30.
Yeah, if you downtown, I don't know,
30, 40 to the most, because I know my lady, when she go, I know one lady when she go out to lunch, she eats cheap. Like, that's what she don't eat cheap food, but she looks for the deals, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that. So she'll eat like three appetizers or something like that and then get a drink or something like that. Or eat not three appetizers, but two appetizers and get a drink or something like that. She don't eat lunches.
Damn.
So I know water.
That's wild.
But usually, you know, if she's going out with the girls now, she's just going to grab a bite and off from work or something like that. A little $25, $30 should be suffice.
That's, I think,
more.
So
that's
too.
Lunches.
So you gonna play?
You going $75? Is what you mean?
$75.
What gonna play?
Huh? I was going out to have lunch with my girls.
Yeah.
So if I'm going out to have lunch with my girls, we're not going to. We're going out to eat. That's what we're going to do.
I thought he was saying a quick go to like lunch from work.
Lunch, I don't care what lunch you have.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it as I'm going out to sit.
Yeah. Now, that's different than.
Right, so when she, all right, y'all going to, she going to sit down somewhere and eat.
Yeah, if she's going out, like, yeah, it would be like, yeah, it would be well over 100.
How far up was it?
Just so she's comfortable. She ain't got a penny pinch while she out.
On the gram, right?
Yeah, you said on Instagram.
I said on the gram.
So, okay.
Are we doing that?
Huh?
Are we being one of those podcasts I be saying when they get the arguing back and forth and a man should do
that? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Top of conversation.
So, after you play this, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Hold on. Well, I was looking for that. I have a question for you.
So he knows I'm going to lunch. He knows your clothes, my vibe. He knows how I like to move.
They give me a headache.
$30. I'm not gonna bend over backward for a man that is just sending whatever he can. Or,
would you bend over for?
If he's not gonna be my boy, number one. But if I'm talking to him, next time I'm out and he says, "Oh, you need something for lunch?" I'm gonna tell him it's okay. Somebody already sent me $100, so you know that
you want the
donuts. Yeah, you got to. It's better, like you said. Okay,
$100 for lunch is crazy.
Right here, right now, we've all eaten lunch for $30.
Yes,
let's 100% to a cafe spot, maybe. I love this. You know, you're gonna snap us and get something popping, but
we're not saying that we're ungrateful.
Right.
It is food on the table. However, you know what the standard is.
Correct.
Me in that situation, handling it with grace, thank you so much, baby. I'm so appreciative. I'm gonna still take a picture of that bill and I'm gonna send it to him. Thank you for the
$30. Like,
anyway, so now y'all know, y'all see it in context.
I already knew what it was from. That shit gives me a headache, bro.
The question, respond to that.
To which part? Her saying she's just going to wait until she go out again and be like, somebody already paid for it?
Yes, that was crazy.
Okay, so that is definitely a no. So right now...
That was ignorant for real, right?
It was.
Yeah. That was fucking crap. It was crazy.
So I wouldn't do that, but... I mean, if my guy sent me $30 on a $100 lunch, I would just pay the rest.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Right. I ain't even got to ask the question then.
He didn't have to do that. Right. So, you know?
What do you think about her saying she not bending over backwards for a nigga that's only sending her $30 for lunch?
He's not even going to be her boyfriend.
Yeah, because now it's starting to sound like a transaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, why is it something got to be centered around how much I send you for lunch?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Because people aren't placing value on love anymore.
And if you need that much, just ask for that much. Just say, look, send me $75 for lunch. I'm going out with my own girls. I'm going to need about $70.
Right.
Let's talk about it on that.
And the problem is, if he says, I can't do it right now, now, how is she looking at him?
How much can you send?
That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Me?
Look, Shay, itching to say something.
Chime in, brother.
I'm good.
As a single man, a lonely single guy. Just moving to your new place with a little more space, you know what I mean? Just in case. You know what I mean?
Damn, we got a whole song.
It's this room. This room shit is good. That's the shit, man. I see why. Hey, I'm on it now. I don't care. Hashitaki. You know what I mean? Hashitaki. Yeah, all the mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah, Shane, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
You broke, though. You asking me for money to go out to eat. You broke.
Thank you.
How you being picky what I send you though?
Yeah. So
like y'all don't do it. Like,
you see how
that shit
went around
gets on my nerves. You broke, Jordan.
You see how I went around and asked everybody what you know what they would send or whatever. Yeah. I was gonna say I'm gonna be with somebody that doesn't need my money.
True. And that's what I was getting ready to say. Me being the person that I am.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't need you. I work for my money.
Stuff like
I don't
that
need
is
need your money. I don't want nobody that can't elevate me. So do something for me that I can't do for myself.
Yeah, because just
to pay for my lunch.
The fact that you're asking me for money for lunch is crazy.
Yeah, and then clown. And oh, you only can send this? Right, what you do? What can you do?
Yeah.
You there right now with your girls. Figure it out then.
Matter of fact, send me some money.
You know, that shit, I don't want to hear that.
And I would do that.
Nine times out of ten, I'm the guy that, you know, man, if I fuss with you like that and you like, I'm going to lunch with my girls, I'll send you something anyway. You don't even have to ask for it. You know what I mean? Here, go get lunch. You know what I mean? What I'm not, a little $30, $40, whatever. Not,
and, you know, and
that's the tip. She said, that's the tip.
Shit.
Where the hell are you going to lunch at? Felipe's, mom?
What are you going to lunch at?
That's wild.
He said Felipe's. Felipe's, what is it? Felipe's, where are you going to lunch at? Shit.
They got
you going to Mr. Child for lunch?
They got a kitchen, right? They got a kitchen?
Yeah.
They got a dishwasher.
Lunch.
Get back there and wash them damn dishes.
Eat our shit. Hey, babe, I'm going lunch. I'm tell you where I'm going. Would you like something? Bring his shit back to him.
So you go buy your food and bring him something back.
Absolutely, because I'm sure he would do the same.
You complain about me sending you lunch. I'm gonna DoorDash you some sandwich meat, some guac bologna, but some cheese.
You see how
I'm with DoorDash?
You see how easy that was?
Some mayo,
like shit. Oh, it would just make that would have been an unnecessary problem.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and within their relationship, if it was a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, you beefing over somebody sending you
$30. That shit ain't real, man. That's type, that, those type of, that shit ain't real, bro.
That's some bullshit.
That's not, it's not real.
Subject anyway. We talked about it, but it's just a stupid ass subject.
I think it's funny, though.
It's funny. When we pull back layers, we get to the real
issue,
which is people do not put value on love and building a relationship, the things, the non-tangible things that go into making a relationship work.
How much you think the diddler sender for lunch?
You said the dealer.
The diddler.
The diddler.
$10,000. Yeah, the diddler sent there $100,000 for lunch.
Yeah, and they come see me. Yeah. All y'all. Bring all y'all.
Yeah.
And your boyfriends. Bring all of them.
Anyway, what else is going on in the world, man? Who got something? Who got something, man? What you got? What you got?
I ain't got singles.
What you got?
Last time I went to the doctor, I was clean.
The single. What's up with the singles, man? How's life treating y'all, man?
Life is good.
Y'all dating?
Life is life.
No date?
I went out on a date last night.
You went on a date last night?
Yeah.
You did tell me you'll be here depending on how Saturday
goes. Yeah, I went on a date last night. Yeah, you know what I mean? I paid the bill. You know what I'm saying?
Was it $30?
Hell no, it was
$30. Where'd y'all go? Tell us about the date. Tell us about the date.
Yeah, actually, it's a spot. My homegirl does, like, promotes different places and stuff for lunches or whatever you got going on. She's like a promoter, so it's
$30 a plate.
Nah, it wouldn't. So it was a spot in Greenbelt last night. Went through there to support her.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's dope.
Took somebody there. It was cool.
You watched some March Madness.
You know
could have said something to us, and we could have came and supported.
Well, I didn't know what the landscape was, brother.
Oh, okay.
I'm just now privy to what the landscape.
So how did the date go? Like,
it was cool.
Was the first date?
Nah, I wouldn't call it a first date. Somebody I'm familiar
second,
with.
Second, third, fourteenth.
A lot of details, you have. A lot of details, yeah.
Just trying to get a good description,
yeah. Yeah, somebody that I'm familiar with.
Date? You know what I mean?
What's the next thing?
I don't know. You know these things, they just go. You know, they just. These things just happen. There you go, brother.
These things just come and go.
Yeah, these things just happen. You can't really plan for things like that.
What about you, Miss Single? I mean, Miss, fucking
Miss Single. It's funny.
Shrooms, huh?
What, Christopher?
Well, why don't you do that? You know, I've been trying to. You know,
last time you've been on a date?
Yeah.
Ashley, I went on a date last week.
Oh, okay.
It was a first date.
Last week?
That don't sound. You don't smile or something.
Look, Jason. Last week, wait a minute. Shit.
You're
right.
I mean, spectacular. It was a date.
No, he was lame.
Where'd y'all
go? No more dates?
I don't know if I would go on one with him.
Wow, what happened? Tell us about what everything he did wrong.
Yeah, let's walk through this.
Yeah, let's go. Let's break it down.
Do anything wrong?
He just didn't do anything right.
The conversation just, I didn't.
What y'all talk about?
Mostly his family.
Shit. He brought the family up on the first date. Yeah, he fucking it all up.
Watch
him. That was boring as hell.
Went to meet my dog.
Yeah. You got to meet my mom. I'm going to take you to meet my mom tomorrow. You know what I mean? Let's meet for lunch and meet my mom tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, don't run
from
me.
I wasn't. Hold on.
Where did y'all go?
That's important, too. We went somewhere in Dover. I had never been there, but
okay.
Yeah, that's good. The name of
so
it.
He picked the spot and all.
That's good. The place you've never been.
Okay.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Tasty crab or something.
We went to El Tiki.
No, not tasty crab, sir.
Was it Mexican? What kind of food was it?
It was a steak place.
You think you a tasty crab with y'all first date? That's wild.
Right? It was a steak place.
Y'all eat wool bags.
Let her answer one thing at a time, please.
So, sir.
Good. I'm sorry.
It was some kind of steak restaurant.
The Green Turtle.
Oh, he took it to Lone Star.
But it was a nice
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Longhorn.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, why y'all stepping on the man? He planned the date and took it to it. She said it was a nice.
This is subliminal. I'm taking you to Longhorn.
I know what, Longhorn.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Somewhere in Dover.
So you can get this.
Somewhere in Dover. Was it a nice place? Nice place?
It was a nice place.
He put it the whole bill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, gentlemen.
That's what's up.
Right.
Did he tip well?
I paid Pause. The tip. No, I did the tip.
You doing? That's cool. That's cool, though.
That's, yeah.
That's
how you do it. Did your date pay the tip?
Yeah, she did actually.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Did she get the tip? My bad. Never mind.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a little evasive.
Yeah, whoa, whoa. Slow down. Everybody relax.
The tiddler ran it again.
The tiddler. The tiddler, yeah.
No.
Oh my God.
Foolish.
Every time I take a shrooms next time, yeah.
Yeah, I think I need them.
Yeah, I'm calling out of that pod, bro.
But why no second date? Just the conversation was boring.
I just wasn't interested.
Oh, okay. So what are you looking for? Like, what?
Hold on. So did you know beforehand you wasn't interested? Like, you just kind of just went with it, or once you got there, you was like, ah, this ain't.
Well, yeah, I knew I wasn't interested with in
from the jump.
But
call it damn noise.
That's me.
But so you know, once you be around somebody, you know something might change.
Right. Because, so you gave it a shot, like, well, maybe, yeah. Let me see what this is. And then he was like, I knew this shit wouldn't work shit.
Yeah.
I feel you.
So you just used him for a meal?
Ooh. No, I did not just use him for a meal.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was.
What were your expectations for the first date?
Well, I wasn't expecting to talk about, mostly talked about his uncle, but I wasn't expecting to talk about his uncle. I mean, I don't care about you talking about your family or anything like that.
His uncle sick? Something going on with him?
The uncle is a crackhead.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh.
This is.
I don't want to hear about it.
This is
so, yeah, bad. I don't want to just have my first date just talking about your uncle crackhead.
How you doing? Let me tell you about my uncle.
That is wild.
So, yeah. So, I don't know if he was just.
He was venting.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't ready to listen to you vent.
You shouldn't have listened to a nigga bent on a first date.
Shit. About his crackhead uncle.
Yeah, that's
okay. That's what we're doing.
Well, he was a nice guy.
Well, yeah. could it be that you made him feel so comfortable that he felt like he could just open up with you?
Yeah, I thought about that too.
You could be good for his mental health.
It didn't get her to open up to him.
Yeah.
That's weird. Do y'all now understand why I text Shroom?
And you may very well be right. But moment, I just wasn't. No,
you want to
meet? Where y'all meet at? On POF?
No, sir.
Tinder?
No.
Well, but she wants
Tinder. Black people meet.
No. Like Black friends be trying to hook you up with people. That's why I like finding my own people.
Who's trying to hook you up with her?
Don't worry about it.
Yo, you ain't better friends. Because your friend's supposed to know you well enough to not put you with somebody that's going to talk about their crackhead uncle the first day.
He should have said, I got a friend for you, but his uncle crackhead.
Why? Or exactly. Like, lead with that.
Like, look, I'm going to throw my boy going through something right now, you know what I mean? His family and everything like that. You got to prepare somebody for that time.
Hey, Uncle Crackhead, though.
I just want to get something.
What's your uncle being a crackhead? Shit. My aunt is a crackhead, but
why would I give a fuck, though, about your crackhead uncle? I get it.
You about my family addiction.
Why don't you switch your heart out there?
But you know what, though? Maybe this was God working. There's something bigger at play here. Okay, just hear me out. Maybe
I want
to
hear it.
Maybe this is meant for you to hook your aunt up with his uncle.
God puts you in place to be the matchmaker. You know what I'm saying?
No, today's episode is brought to you by.
How the date have went? If it went according to your plan, what would prompt the second date? How would it first date went to prompt the second date?
Well, I mean, if it was more interesting and more like educated communication.
So his conversation wasn't
there.
He didn't let you drive the conversation? Like, you know, sometimes you got to drive the conversation.
You do.
When he talking about it's some bullshit, you got to try to steer him in everywhere.
Being that I am the female,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the guy lead because that's what I'm looking for in my relationship.
Okay.
My guy definitely has to lead.
Okay.
You got to know how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So you want him to order your food and shit too?
So, you know, I can order my own food.
No, that's you know, the men are supposed to do that, right?
Hell, my friends order my food. You know why? Because they know me so well, they know what I'm going to order.
Right.
So, of course, when I'm not expecting him to order my food, but if he knows when I'm gonna get at this particular place, go ahead.
Yeah. I even know what she gonna eat most of the time because we've been out quite a few times, so I already know what she gonna eat and what she don't eat.
You know? I don't know what the fuck they'll pick. I don't like people making decisions for me. I feel you on that.
Yeah,
you know,
me neither.
Like, yeah. You know, even down to like gifts. For real. Like, don't surprise them.
Shit. You don't like to be surprised?
Fuck Christmas, huh?
Nigga, like, yeah. Oh, we gotta talk about that. You want a gift and you don't like to be surprised? You want to know what you get?
Yeah, let me tell you what I want. Why? Then you box it up.
No, that's too much work. If you do it right the first time, you ain't gotta worry about it.
Jesus.
So even if even if you get surprised by something, it was something that you like. You don't like the fact that it was a surprise.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, I don't want you to get me something that I'm not going to like because I'm probably not going to... I'm going to tell you you don't like it.
Well, like, we know you will.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm going to show you too because I ain't going to wear it. You know what I mean?
What do you do when you get the gift that you don't like?
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Do you fuss about it? Do you like, nah, man, I don't really like it.
I'm a goodwill guy. I go right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Huh? I'm a goodwill guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You get into the goodwill?
Brand new shirt.
I bag it up quick. Straight to the goodwill.
You're going
to
know what happened to you wearing that shirt that I got you.
We going to the Goodwill, man.
She got you a USS right? Polo shirt, too.
Us,
we should get you a USS Polo button-up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. We going straight to the Goodwill, man.
With six horses on that muff.
You ever had the grill the step outside of the box grill and shit? It's going to bring you a goddamn shirt with, like...
Well, that box is going straight to the Goodwill, bro. We're going to take that box straight to the Goodwill. I'm good. I go to the Goodwill, man. That's what I do. Bag it up.
So, yeah,
I just conveniently lose it.
I
conveniently lose it. I have no idea. Where's that shirt that I... You know what? I've been looking for that damn shirt for the past 2 weeks. I don't know where that shirt is.
Fall off the trunk when you're trying to get tired.
Hey, it's on the same rack next to the same shirt at the Goodwill.
Goodwill.
I'm going to say I don't like it.
Goodwill.
I'm going to say I don't like it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'll be like, yo, it's all right. I'll be like, you know, can we exchange it or something like that? You know,
I've had shit like sit in my closet for mad long just because the person was cold.
So I've done that too.
I ain't never.
Hey, and you pay for it. So you
but when I really get into my spring cleaning, she goes to the Goodwill. Straight to the wheel. You know?
But like, yo, I used to wear that shirt all the time.
That's wild, yeah. That's wild, man.
My wife bought me some cologne one time that I didn't like, and I just let it sit there. And then finally, one day, she asked me, you know, now this was a long time ago. She won't do that shit now. But she was like, how come you never wear that cologne? I was like, let me be honest with you. I don't like it. Mm. She said, you could have told me that.
She could have took it back to the store.
She said, my brother wears it. I could have just given it to him.
Mm. It was a Jordache.
Huh?
Jordache cologne.
What you said? You said Jordache?
Yeah.
No, you know what it was? It was, it's a yoke. Is that how you pronounce it? J-O-O-P, but I think
Juke. Oh, Juke. Oh, Juke. Juke.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Juke back in the day.
Yeah, Juke was fire back in the day, though.
I heard it was pronounced Juke, though. Juke was fire back in the day.
No, here's the thing.
Juke was fire back in the day.
Cologne, when it mixes with my body chemistry, it changes. So that's why I didn't like it. I like what it smells like.
Right. Do that to anybody's body chemistry.
Not Hedamore. My Hedamore stays Hedamore the entire time.
Hedamore.
Oh my gosh, dog. I walk past women and they melt. They melt. I walk past gardens and flowers grow.
Dog, I'm telling you.
Tiller strikes again, yeah.
He strikes.
It gotta be stopped, man. Women melt.
They're gonna come, man. Don't have them come busting in my goddamn door again. I'm trying to get that in so you fall fucking in this side. You don't hear talking about slipping something in my drink. Yeah. You don't hear talking about women melting and shit.
News reporter is about to trip.
Yeah, you trip.
This is the Tetler's headquarters.
Damn.
It's in the middle of a podcast right now. Confessing.
I got like eight different names for this episode on here, yeah.
The Tiddler.
The Tiddler, yeah. I vote for that.
I say. You're going to be the only person on the cover, too, yeah.
just like this.
Yeah,
don't do that. Don't do that.
And the cologne is called, what is the cologne is called?
That's actually more accurate.
Tiddler, the Tiddler, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, that's hilarious.
This podcast ain't shit.
Y'all are wild. Y'all are hilarious.
Man, y'all done got Vince sponsoring this shit.
Hey, man, look, my bad, Vince, man. Y'all, my bad. Shout out to the sponsor, man. You know what I mean? But this is what we do, yeah.
You crying?
This is what we do. Yeah, it's the sugar. Just to make it turn. I had to get my tears out because, you know, I shed a lot of tears a couple weeks ago, too.
Here we go. Back to the grill again.
You know, it's just the grill again. It's just, it was backed up. You know what I mean? Still.
Shit. I forgot my violin.
Hey, yo. What is going on?
Yeah, go get it.
Y'all ever cried over a relationship?
Yes.
Oh, we know you did.
Damn.
I'm saying because most women cry.
Most women. Now you speaking for women? Whoa. Get them.
Because I've been in a few relationships and all of them cry.
You haven't been.
So you're based
most women.
Exactly.
Get them, Tiddler.
Unless.
Most women just suck that shit up and move on.
Talk to this nigga. Like, talk to him.
I almost made a bad joke, but yeah.
Yeah, I was about to.
It was right there. It was right there, too.
I was about to
turn it. You thought the Tinder was going to strike?
Honestly, the ball didn't come down yet. I still had an opportunity.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So you never
cried in a relationship?
One relationship, yes.
And what happened? I mean, not what happened, but you.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, tell us about it. What happened?
What did he do?
Is that where you were going?
No.
We had a great relationship, but I saw some stuff that I normally wouldn't see, and that he kept from me, and because he kept that from me, it really hurt me because we talked about everything, you know.
So you didn't cry because the relationship was over. You cried because you was hurt by something he kept from you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you could have went through that thing that he kept from you?
I thought that we could have, but because he wasn't ready to work through it, that's what he told me. It's nothing you can do.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
It's nothing I can do.
Something that Dan said to his wife, too.
It's nothing I can do to help him.
He is an old man thing. It wasn't an old man thing, though, right?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's wrong with this thing, man?
You went out with me?
Well, he did betray me because he lied. And I I could have helped you work through that. But, no.
Was that the end of the relationship? Was that what ended the relationship, ultimately? Oh, but it didn't end it right then and there. No. Oh, okay.
How long were you together?
About 10 years.
Damn. And how long did he keep that thing from you? During the relationship?
The whole time.
He was the Tiddler.
Get that shit off me.
He never did anything different. I mean... Nothing. And it wasn't with him cheating or anything. Mm-hmm. He was an addict. He hit the bank.
You didn't have to put that out there.
I can put it out there.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
But
she told about her aunt.
Yeah, she did put her aunt out there. My aunt a crackhead.
So because I'm like, that's nothing. I could help you, you know, get that. He was like, no, he's not ready to stop. So he wasn't going to bring me down with him because he wasn't ready to stop.
I understand.
And I respected him for that. Right. So, yeah, that really hurt me because I couldn't help somebody that I deeply loved. You can't help somebody that you love, that's a hurtful thing.
Yeah. Some TV star coming up missing and shit like that. You know what I mean?
No.
And Santa's broke off the back of the TV.
You know what I mean?
The blind's all messed up from paranoia and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Wait, why is
who we talking about? Who we talking about? Okay.
I'm just saying all the symptoms how she found, you know what I mean? I know the story already.
No, the problem is you had a TV with an antenna.
Yeah.
That's the real problem.
Ten years ago, a lot of people had TVs with antennas.
Bro, what year you think it was 10 years ago?
10 years ago? Everybody didn't have flat screens 10 years ago.
What TV, what big back TV had an antenna on it?
That's the thing, it's his first day doing the shrooms.
God, all right, you're right. It's 2024, Chris. It's 2024, Chris.
TV antennas in the store. They still sell TV antennas in the store. I don't know why, but they still sell them in the store.
You're right, bro.
Diddy parties.
You know, it's people that still have big back TVs. It's people that still have big back TVs.
They do, brother.
I guarantee you.
You're absolutely right, brother. You're absolutely right.
I seen one at
a carryout the other day. I went to a carryout. They had a big back TV up there. I said, damn, you know, I don't know.
It's a carryout, bro, but you're right.
Was this carryout in the 90s?
No, this was like a week ago. This is like a week ago.
It's 2024, though. It's
hot to the time machine.
It's still
they still have curry outs, huh? They still have curry outs.
He's still watching after the World Champions.
Shrooms was taking him everywhere.
One of those, the wall mounts, and it was a big back TV. I said, damn, I bet you this food good as a motherfucker's got big back TV. This
motherfucker. And then the big fork and the big spoon.
Yeah, right. On the wall. The big wooden spoon on the wall. Oh, this food good.
So was the food good?
Oh, yeah, it was all right. Wasn't bad at all.
I may have to go to that big restaurant.
I'll plug them if they would like to sponsor us. You know what I mean? 17 cents, you can get that, cuz.
Hey.
You can get an ad.
For 17 cents 17 a pot.
We
take it too.
Shane will wear you on his hat and everything like that.
Hey, yo, I'm just sitting here thinking like, like how the trajectory of the podcast goes. So when the last time you cried? And then it's big back TVs, and then it's antennas, and
Let's go back to that. You ever cried from a relationship?
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Tell us about it. Talk about it.
What made me cry was I tried everything. I tried everything to make it work, and then it just unnecessarily wouldn't.
Oh yeah.
I had to make the best decision.
How did you start it crying? Like, did you just start tearing up in your car? Did you start punching the air?
Nah.
Did you just start running?
I'm not trying to make fun of anybody's trauma.
In the rain. Did you punch the air like you were good?
Yeah, that was the funniest part of that whole movie. I laughed my ass off when he did that shit, that movie. I said, yeah, that was the most unnecessary shit in the world. Yeah.
They say he snug a sniff.
Yeah. We all got harassed by the police. That shit ain't never made me go run and cry and punch the air and shit.
Oh my God. He beat the shit out of me.
I cried from a relationship before because I cried back, but it was anger tears. It was like, I wanted to do something.
It was last Thursday. It was
anger tears. No, I'm not going to exact no abuse, but I wanted to be extremely petty. Like I try to, it was tears more of like, because it was a situation where it was like, what can I fucking do? Like, you know, I want to get back, but I don't want to get back where it put me in jail or do no bullshit like that or anything like that. But I just, I'm so fuming because of all the things that was done. It was nothing I can do, you know? So it was one of those things where it's like, damn, yo, I can't do shit.
It's like frustration.
You know what I mean? All this shit coming down on me and I can't do shit, you know what I mean? But I never cried over, besides the last situation.
I was saying you cried last Thursday, right?
You know what I mean? The possibility of losing somebody. That's what I meant. Like,
that's what you meant.
Possibility of losing somebody. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've never cried after the relationship was over. But there have been times I've been within the relationship and I thought it was about to be over. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you a quick story one time. So, me and my son's mother were arguing. We used to do this whole thing. We would break up, get together, break up, get back together. We do that all the time, right? That should have been our theme song. So,
this glad I ain't got no ears now.
This one time, I remember she was sitting in the bed, she's looking at TV, and I'm on the side of the bed I was like talking to her, and she would not look at me. She's just staring at the TV.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking, I'm thinking we about to get back together because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no. I was like, no. Like, what the hell? What you mean no? So then I said it again because maybe you didn't hear me the first time.
Uh-oh, I determined.
She said no. I'm no. I broke down. I got on my knees. I'm crying. I'm begging her. And she said to me, Terrell, get up and stop crying because all you're going to do is keep hurting yourself.
Oh.
When she said that to me, I stopped crying. I got up. I grabbed my stuff. I walked out, and I said, never again will any woman ever see me cry.
Yeah. See, let's play X Factor right now.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill, boom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to start getting some drops. I gotta add some.
That would have been perfect
for certain things.
That was crazy though. And then no other woman saw me crying to my wife.
You got a lot of self control because there's a lot of niggas in that point where a woman, because you know women know how to push the right type of buttons to say the right things at the right time, man, really push you over the edge. And then a lot of niggas that would have snapped on her.
My way of snapping was, I was a hoe. So I left her and I went and called one of my other women.
That was the start of the Tiddler.
What? No, that's all. The Tiddler started a little
short. You got the DC Comics and Marvel start one of them. That was the start. That was the beginning, yeah.
I just needed someone to console me. That's it.
I was going through a rough time.
It was a rough time for me.
What the fuck are we talking about?
And then we got back together because this was before my son was even born.
Oh Lord.
Oh well, Jesus.
Yeah, we got back together.
Kept on tittling.
Yeah. And shout out to her too. Her birthday was yesterday, and we being only the best of friends now.
Shout out to her, yo. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody's children's mothers and other parents.
Hey, mother,
even the deadbeat ass one.
Yo, okay, let's move on.
You fucking deadbeat.
Omaha.
You fucking
abort.
Lying
abort.
Ass.
Oh my gosh.
Conniving ass.
So shame.
Ass fucking parents, and I fucking stand on you.
So shame.
Y'all 13, $20,000 behind in child support ass parents.
Yo,
fuck all y'all for real. So, yo. Like, seriously.
Sorry
fuck
for giving phones.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
I'm so sorry.
Stand y'all from
Gazelle.
But for the good parents, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all us good parents. We all here are good parents.
Yeah, this is the last room.
We all good parents.
This is the last room.
I just tried to put that out there, young. You did beat ass motherfucker.
Oh, right. And we're back.
Mothers and fucking parents. You know what I mean?
Live is Benny Hill.
I'm
so sorry.
See your child out there shooting the ball. You just drive right
this
by.
This is all.
Yeah, you know what I mean? To go to the store and get a soda and shit, or go get a motherfucking natural light.
Just hold on. I close up.
The crazy thing, it's gonna be a long beep.
We're
not gonna come back.
All this shit gonna be in here, y'all. Oh, this shit gonna be here. You niggas that drive past your kid out there in the basketball court. To go get a natural light from the motherfucking store so you can go sit up on the fucking corner and talk to y'all niggas all fucking day long about a bunch of bullshit, you know what I mean, or what's going on at that job. Y'all niggas
said natural light, bro.
My nigga.
Go jump off the fucking bridge.
My nigga.
What?
He a piece of shit if he drink natural light.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's start right there, bro. You drink a natural light?
The cheap dollar 22-ounce.
Single can in the black bag, walking down the street.
You nanny, deadbeat daddy ass nigga.
Get him.
Yeah, you a piece of shit.
Yeah. And you nanny daddy mamas out there, because there's some of y'all out there too. I know a few. I want to say some names, but I'm not going to. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
we're not going to do that.
We ain't going to do that. I want to go crazy.
Yeah,
they peeing right down.
Right on the side, of the house.
In the same building. Yeah. But anyway, right where were we at? Oh, yeah, Shane, you cried over the relationship?
No.
Now you want to act like you got some sex.
No, I never cried over the relationship.
No?
Never.
What is Mr. No Feelings?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is vain.
That moniker didn't come out of nowhere.
What was
we gonna I've explained that moniker over and over.
We haven't heard that. Heard the explanation. Yeah, we haven't heard that.
So, No Feelings doesn't mean like any project I ever put out, it doesn't mean like I'm just going to be No Feelings, fuck bitches. No, it wasn't that. It was to get out everything until I have no feelings left.
Damn, that was deep.
That was deep. I thought you was like on some fuck everybody.
Because
album cover, it got feelings flicked off. Like, you know what I mean?
That's hip hop.
That is
it. It's original. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what you came.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what no feelings.
It's layered. I love it.
Not because Lil Dookie Sting came out with a song.
Nah.
I could do that.
We lost one.
One of the cameras died.
Why you looking at me? It was mine?
I don't know. Motherfucker. All the cameras. All the cameras on everybody, so it don't matter. It might have been your main camera. Which one was it?
No. It don't matter.
I don't want to be seen.
It's probably that one, because all the other ones are plugged up.
It's probably which one? Mine? Fuck it, I'm leaving.
It's one of them too.
We on time anyway, huh?
I know. I was supposed to be going.
It's Easter Sunday, brother. I got to get the cooking in this, man.
I got
grilling something today.
Yeah, I got to go put on my Easter suit.
Okay.
Shit.
What color?
Them days is over. No,
the yellow one.
Yeah, I was going to wear yellow today.
The yellow one.
I was like, I ain't wearing.
And I got a purple one. I'm going to change into later. So I'm going to do the yellow one, then the purple one later. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
some days is over.
I'm playing, Shakina.
I was gonna say I agree with the yellow and purple. I mean, obviously, you know, so I agree with the yellow and purple.
Oh, I know you're playing. That's why it's interesting.
So you are a mental health nurse.
I am.
How many times have you tried to sit here and do a psych eval on me?
Just in her head, long and shit. Like,
at least 12 or 13.
No. Oh, shit.
The last one I counted was 14.
I think it was 14.
Yeah, get your Prozac by the door on your way out.
Yeah, toss them in the trunk.
We're going Zoloft.
By the way, what's the chances of our singles? Maybe hooking up and going out and just, you know, seeing about each other. You know what I mean?
That's terrible. But if that's something we decided to do, we are adult enough to do that. But
both of y'all are single. You know what I mean? I think both of y'all are really good people. You know what I mean?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I love both of y'all a lot. You know what I mean? You know, I think y'all are really good people. And I think that y'all might, you know, do good together. Both of y'all are professional in y'all respected fields. You know what I mean?
I'm not the good qualities.
You know, y'all can afford to give each other more than $30 for lunch. So why not make it, lady? Why not make it happen? You know what I mean?
She said she's going to pay for her lunch and then bring you something.
Shakina, do you find Shane attractive? You feel like he's attractive, gentlemen?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Hold up. You ain't got no crack yet, Uncle Sorry.
Nah.
Don't talk about him if you do.
No, I don't think I do.
Leave that in your pocket.
Shane, do you find Shakina attractive? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I mean, you can lie, you know what I mean? Because I know her forehead is kind of big, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. You've been shooting at her all day, bro.
Edges, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes they don't look like they're all the way on.
Your shoes take away from all that.
Yeah. Yo, that is terrifying. Honestly, shake her head.
She always terrifying.
Fuck you up. The shit she be talking, she be saying about me. She goes crazy on me.
Your heart rate doing this right now.
She be wishing me to hell. She didn't wish me to hell. She wished me to hell probably like once a week at least. You know what I mean? Go straight to hell.
You haven't gone yet.
No. I mean, I want to tell a funny story about her, but I will leave that for the next. I wish she was here. If she was here, Brandy was here last pod. I wish they was here together, because then we could tell that story, because we was all together that night. All
right, next pod.
We'll tell that next pod. We don't have enough time, but it's a hilarious birthday story. Oh, my God.
Her birthday?
Her birthday. You already know how that goes.
She was laid out somewhere.
She looking at you like you ain't shit, man.
It's a hilarious story, y'all. Yeah, like it's so many different things.
You got to tell us.
I just meant not to tell you.
It was a tiddler after that night. It was a tiddler after that night.
Yeah, like she didn't remember. Look at her face.
She know. She know exactly. Honest story. Well, she remembered part of it, because part of the story
she was at?
The story was ongoing, but she was
laid
unconscious during that part. You know what I mean?
Oh,
nothing.
Whoa,
nothing
what?
Illegal.
Huh?
Nothing illegal.
She was
nothing illegal. Everything, no, nothing illegal. She was with some friends.
Yo, that's bad. You got.
She was with her friends. We were.
I know. I know.
When she comes,
but it still has to explain.
When she comes back next time, we're telling this story. You know, we gonna tell this story next time. She might not come back after this. She been. So, that was a good way to try to throw me off track from what I was trying to do. This matchmaking thing. You know what I mean? So.
You brought that shit up.
Yeah.
Would y'all go to lunch on me? I'll even pay for the lunch.
Oh, Lord. That's a belief.
Oh, if that's something that we would do, we would discuss that.
$30 for each of y'all.
You good, but you're not that good, bro. You're not that good.
I would get y'all a nice lunch. I would bump it up to $40 for each y'all. $80 should get y'all a nice lunch.
It's a nice lunch.
Shit, if y'all don't do it, me and my wife will. We be trying to.
No, y'all already together. Y'all hook.
You don't know what we do. Try to hook us up. Hook me and my wife up.
Nobody knows the lunch. Nobody knows what you do. You into a lot of things, cuz. You're into a lot of things.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
He said, hook me up with me and my wife.
I know not to share shit with you. Hell no.
But yeah, like, what's the chances of that happening? You know what I mean? We on camera, so I mean, y'all could fake it for the camera. I don't care.
It don't matter. We don't care.
Y'all
spring it up and shit for real.
You know, I do a lot of things, but lying is not one.
Okay, sir. You hear a buzzing?
You do.
Yeah, I do.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
We can close it out after this.
Bring it back.
We can close out in a little while. I just want to know if my plan worked. You know what I mean? Because, you know, one thing about, you know, my friend, she has been single.
Whoa, slow down, brother. See, that's the Lord working on this Sunday.
For quite some time now.
Damn, 14 years, 15?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And
is that no.
Damn. You've been single 23 years.
No. That's she wild. Hangs with all couples, you know what I mean, most of the time. So
really?
Yeah, she hangs when we're all out. We coupled up. So it's me, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. And she's like the only one, like, there, like, by herself.
Just there.
Damn, you know why are you making a sound like that? You know she's just there.
I mean, people...
Anyway, that
means a lot.
You ever see a tractor trailer that got all the double wheels on it and shit? And it's that one single wheel sitting by itself? Yeah, that's her.
Don't make me get up.
The spare.
Don't make me get
She's
up.
She's a spare tire.
Now, you know,
that's crazy.
That's a spare tire, yeah. No, she was in a relationship not too long ago.
No, that's
why is it a lie?
It's a lie.
Your relationship was about a year ago.
I can go anywhere with my friends.
You were in a relationship about a year ago, right? You were in a relationship, what, a year ago? About a year ago?
Two.
It was damn. That was 2 years ago. Damn, time flies.
And I've been focusing on me, like I always do.
Well, that's every single person. That's what every single fucking person say. How many times you say that in the last? You say that every five.
No, I don't. I ain't said that. I mean, you know, for the cameras. I'm not trying
to get myself right. I'm right. I just haven't been, you know. Myself
found an equal end.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel like you don't need anybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can't say that. I do.
You need somebody.
I used to say that I didn't.
That was a desperate do.
No. I used to say that I don't need nobody. Right. But actually, I do.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I like that. Yeah.
I think it would work out pretty well for real. Like, you cool as shit. Every time I was seeing you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for? Darker skin, six. Dark skin, about 6'1". What are you saying? About 6'1", 6'2". Dark skin, about 6'1", 6'2". 5'8",
brother.
You said 5'8".
Same, but a little rough around the edge of steel, you know what I mean? Not to wear Tim's, you know what I mean? Tim's tongues look right, you know what I mean? They're not all, the Tim's still, you know, they wearable.
See, he only get Tim's.
They still good.
He's trying to take shots.
They don't have that leany grip on the end of it.
Trying to take shots.
Leaning to the side like this and not like that, you know, he clean. Got works and everything like that.
He sound like he tried to convince you.
I'm just saying, I ain't saying y'all got to make a decision today, but just put the idea.
And we not, but you know, I'm working on something that I spoke about on the podcast before. So this is funny that you're doing it.
I just
went out last night.
What? What are you talking about?
When I'm working on something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. No, you cool. We're cool.
Because, you know, they already 16 dates in already, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you cool.
I mean, the 25, then they can, you know, then they can make it official.
How many days
do it take to make it official?
It ain't no such thing as that.
Yeah.
It's got to be 17 dates.
Right. There you go.
He's ready to say some Tiller shit. I already heard it coming.
Yeah, next week I'm going after them Tim.
I was about to say something about a Tootsie Pop.
That's what I heard.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the
How many dates does it take?
That's it.
It said 3 on the commercial.
Yeah, but it's no set thing, nothing like that.
You might just know. It might not take more than one day. You know,
talk about his crackhead uncle. He might have found out.
She said she knew prior to she wasn't fucking with it.
So why did she go on a date?
Because
she was hungry.
Hey, the game is the game. Go get your meal.
Oh,
go with another day. Order two things and bring me something.
Yeah.
No, we had already talked about going out, so I just kept my word and just went.
Well, okay.
That's good. She's a good, she keeps her
that
word.
That was a miserable one, so, bro.
She keeps her word, huh?
I don't like that shit.
What?
I mean, I've done that.
Going on a date that you already know it ain't
going. I already
anywhere.
Been out of go because I said I would go. I don't know.
I ain't going.
We're just dragging it.
I'm going to make up something.
I got to offer
I've done
pushback.
That before, too, but I always feel funny, so I just go.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a chick that I didn't like at all, but we went out. She liked me. We went out. And I end up smashing. I didn't like her at all. But when we went out,
but
I started liking her enough to smash. True. You know, I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, do you really have to like them to smash?
I liked her enough to smash because I couldn't.
No. I didn't have to like somebody to smash.
I have to, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a mind thing for me.
Well, it's right. An I don't mind thing for me.
The Tiddler.
You definitely. I don't know.
No way that you like every single girl that you smashed. Every single one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, for real.
Liked them like you would have been in a relationship with each other.
I would have, but sometimes that don't work.
Hell.
Yeah, no. I can say back in those back in my backsliding days. Yeah. Nah.
I mean, everybody is a potential, you know what I'm saying, relationship for real. That doesn't mean it's going to be one, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be attracted to them some kind of way to even exchange numbers or even meet them.
Right. Yeah. Not necessarily.
Attraction and like is two different things, though.
Yeah, I want the lights on. You know what I'm saying?
You going to like her, and then when she walked in, when you go in her house and she walked around barefoot, she got all that black shit on the back.
Oh, man,
the
yeah, I'm bringing it up.
She be walking outside barefoot.
I'm picky,
she go get the mail barefoot and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't brush her feet off before she get in the bed and shit like that.
I was all in that.
Nasty bitch.
Been you at
work,
where?
Been at work all day and shit. Y'all go, you know what I mean? Y'all go to lay down. She don't jump in the shower, none of that type of shit.
You go sleep
just
where?
All day.
Yeah.
Who?
No.
But see, it's the difference between somebody I'm going to lay down with and somebody I'm going to wake up with.
If she got that black shit on the bottom of her feet, she's not getting in my. I'm not getting in her bed either. That's nasty.
Disgusting. Listen,
if she walk outside barefoot, and it's not in no grass, and then she don't wash her feet or wipe her feet when she come back in the house and think she gonna climb in the bed, no.
I don't like the barefooted thing. Period. For real.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You see them girls walk all up and down the street barefoot.
Yeah, I don't like
get
that.
The mail.
Stepping on glass and shit.
Out there talking for a whole conversation, you know what I mean? Getting the kids off the bus barefoot.
Standing on side of their feet. Standing on side of their feet and shit.
Yeah.
Looking bowlegged and shit.
Oh my, get that side dirty.
Looking bowlegged at the bus stop and shit. Come on, Kenny.
Boy, I mean, for real, some of them got the book.
Oh, wait.
What about the night clothes on it? Yeah, like 4:30.
Your pH balance might be off, my brother.
My pH is balanced.
They won't wear with night clothes on 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Right. In Walmart.
Yeah.
You might catch checking out there with a bonnet on at Walmart.
You're a lie.
You might catch out there in the dishwasher liquid aisle with a bonnet
keep,
on and
trying
shit.
To keep it tight.
In the dishwasher liquid aisle with a bonnet on and shit.
Trying to keep it tight.
In some slippers and shit, you know what I mean? Pajama bottoms.
And a moo-moo.
What do you think about niggas that walk around outside with pajama bottoms on? You'll never see that.
I don't know. I don't feel anything about that.
All right, I was just crying. I was just testing the temperature. You know what I mean?
I'm like, do it tomorrow morning.
Even the tiller don't care. Anyway, we can close out, man. Anybody else ain't got anything you want to say?
Nah.
I ain't watch. Look, I missed the fights last night.
I did too.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch them when I.
Oh shit! I know.
I missed the fights. Anyway, man, appreciate everybody for watching, man. Comment, like, subscribe. Do all that stuff they tell you to do, man. We signing off, man. Shout out to Shane. Shout out to everybody that's here. Shout out to the old girl, Shakina, you know what I mean, for gracing us with her presence, you know what I mean, and giving us her input with her nice shiny shoes on, you know what I mean, looking real fresh, you know what I mean, looking super fresh out there.
I'm a tittler
your
shoes.
Yeah, headphones match with the shirt. Look at you.
Let me tell you your shoes. Let me tell you.
Look like you put some olive oil on them shoes. See, like, so it was shiny right there.
She just got them bitches right before she got here, right? You know
what I'm saying? Take my shit off. Show my little sticker off.
Oh, yeah. And a special, like, rest in peace to, you know what I'm saying, Bradford Bolden.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out. AKA rest in peace.
AKA Duball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
prayers and condolences out to our eight arms man and his fam. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Definitely. Shout out to everybody that lost somebody, you know what I mean? Within the past few weeks, I know I lost a couple classmates, one of my basketball mates that I played basketball with, you know what I mean? One of my homies, you know what I mean? Her husband, just in a lot of loss, man. Oh, man. Shout out to everybody, man, that, you know what I mean, that's going through something, that's going through loss, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know? All right, man, we signing off, man. Peace and love, man. Holler at y'all later.